says, I'll extol you, O Lord. Thank you. For you have lifted me up and have not let my foes rejoice against me. O Lord my God, I cried out to you and you healed me. O Lord, you brought my soul up from the grave. You have kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Sing praise to the Lord, you saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment. His favor is for life. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Amen to that. Many of you know the pain and suffering that Sandy and I have had to endure these past 8 months or so with our daughter. The thought of having to retire and raise two very young children was not something that we wanted to do. We wanted to be grandparents, not mommy and daddy. Drugs. What a waste. What a way to destroy not only your life, but the lives of others. We must have shed a million tears these past months, not to mention the anger that we've had to endure. The thousands of our prayers just seemed to be going nowhere, unanswered, and I wondered where God was in all of this. After all, he can do anything. I was just waiting. Our granddaughters were being neglected, and our son-in-law was selling everything he could get his grubby little hands on to sell for more drugs. We were beside ourselves. Nothing was working, and they were going deeper and deeper and deeper into the pits of homelessness and despair. We did talk to them about what was needed to change so they could have and get back to a normal life again and raise our beautiful grandchildren, but nothing was working, and our prayers continued to be unanswered. I have to thank this wonderful church family. They were praying with us for this situation to come to a successful conclusion, but once again, things were still going in the wrong direction, and I still wondered where God was. I have the most wonderful, most beautiful wife in the whole wide world, and I do too. Not once would she think of herself, but always giving to others. That's been her life, always. She decided she wanted to go up to Fresno where our kids were and grandkids were and spend 2 long weeks. And what she was going to do up there was turn these kids around, get their house cleaned up, get their bills straightened out, get all their subsidies coming back in, everything taken care of, everything. And everything was good. I was praising the Lord all that she accomplished. That didn't last long. After she came home, nothing was changed for them. Everything went right back where it started. And it got worse and worse and worse. And again, they sank deeper and deeper into the pits. We saw how our granddaughters not being raised up in any good way whatsoever, and things for them were not changing for the better. We were preparing to raise them ourselves. Not something we really wanted to do, but we were willing. God, where are you? Oh, that there was such a heart in them that they would fear me and keep all my commandments, always that it might be well with them and with their children forever. Deuteronomy 5:29. This is God's cry. This is God's lamentation. Oh, that the people would hear me and obey me, that they might be able to enjoy my blessings forever. I'm sure that God laments over us. Oh, if you would only follow me completely, so that I can do for you all that I'm wanting to do. So we limit that which God can do because he loves you so much. He's wanting to do so much for you. And Jude says, keep yourself in the love of God. What does he mean? He means keep yourself in a place where God can demonstrate his love for you. God loves you so much. He wants to demonstrate that love, but you have got to be in harmony with him. Oh, that you would obey his voice. Oh, that you would be in harmony with the plan and purpose of God. For the eyes of the Lord go to and fro throughout the entire earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are perfect towards him. That's 2 Chronicles 16:9. If your heart is completely towards God, oh, what he wants to do in your life. Things that God longs to do for you, and so God cries over the failure of the people. And thus, his inability to bless them the way he is desiring to bless them. I was starting to wonder if I was not in his will. Start taking the blame back on myself. We certainly knew our kids weren't. I started doubting my faith. I've done that so many times. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to believe him. To please him, I'm sorry. For he who has come to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. I needed to get on my knees and reconfirm my faith to the one true living God. I knew that one day this would all be in our past, but I couldn't understand why it wasn't happening now. And then it hit me square between the eyes. It's not my timeline. It's God's timeline. We did so much and seemed to fail each time. Then one day it happened. That joy came in the morning. It was a lot of mornings, by the way, but it finally came. Our daughter finally had enough and checked herself into rehab.
Amen.
That was awesome. Yeah, we praise God for that. The difference in her now is totally, totally amazing. You can't believe it. She's back to being our Brianna. And we're going to be Papa and Grandma. Excuse me if I, this is hard sometimes. Just the way God intended it to be. Our son-in-law, total loser, has also checked himself in to rehab and is doing good. Now we're going to wait and see exactly how he turns out, if he can continue to go forward. We're going to continue praying for him. Our many thanks to God and this awesome church family who has kept us all in their prayers throughout this most difficult time. What I have learned is that we must always put our trust and our faith in God and let him do what he knows needs to be done and when. We all need to put all of our problems into God's hands. We always want our problems to be resolved now. But God has three different answers for that. Yes, no, and wait. For us, we just need to keep praying and waiting for his prayers to be answered. And again, it's his time, not us, not ours. We are told to always lift our eyes to the Lord. That is true. But when we do, we must always know that God is listening to our prayers and will respond in the most perfect way possible. Never give up. And even if your prayer isn't answered the way you thought it should have gone, know this, God knows best. And remember, the joy does come in the morning. But God gets to choose that morning. Amen. Let's pray.
Oh,
dear Heavenly Father, what an amazing God you truly are. Mm-hmm. Nothing can compare to your awesome power and glory. Nothing. We praise you for all you are and all you stand for. We thank you for being a God who loves his children and allows us to have free will. Thank you for not leaving us as we are, but transforming us into what you know we really can be. Thank you for being with us in all of our trials and tribulations and being with us as we go through them. What an amazing thing it is knowing that you are always with us. Bless us, Lord, as we continue to learn your ways and follow you throughout our lives. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.